Welcome to an episode of Phenomenal Grit, conversations with the women of the Ascot Limited. The future is bright because Quest
is the best. Kate Campbell, welcome to Phenomenal Grit.
Thank you so much for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
Excellent. So for show one, we're going to talk about individual and team success. Mm-hmm. We put together a few fast five questions, five to be exact.
I am a sprinter, so I like things fast. So this is right up my alley.
Perfect, perfect. I'm going to dig right in. Easy or hard? Like, how do you like things?
Oh, if I'm tired, easy. But if I have enough energy, then I like something hard.
Okay. You can't answer both ways. That like defeats the purpose here.
All right, easy.
I'm just kidding. Goals or systems?
Systems.
Nice. Grit or skill?
You need both.
You're not even... Okay.
It's like choosing between children. Which one do you love more? Some days you love one more than the other, but you need both.
The funny one. No one's honest. Party or chill downtime?
Chill downtime.
Chill downtime. When we're celebrating success. I guess I should clarify that.
Oh, yes. Still chill.
Chill downtime. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A small group of people who I know really well.
Okay.
Over lots of people, lots of noise.
Got it. Love it. Excellent. So success here. Can you do me a favor, the audience a favor, and can you just maybe talk about what success means to you?
I think that the notion of success is really interesting, and my relationship with it has changed and evolved over time. And when we talk about defining success, I think that too often we get caught up in focusing on the outcome. So in my sport, in what I do, the definition of success is an individual Olympic gold medal because I'm an individual swimmer. Now, I have not achieved that. I have been to four Olympics. I'm currently training for my fifth Olympic Games.
Congratulations.
And, oh, thank you. And if I defined success of my career around that one thing, that individual Olympic gold medal, then I would look back on the past 20 years of my life and say objectively, it's a failure. So I think that I have had to broaden my definition of success and realize that success is both an individual thing. Not everyone is maybe cut out to be an Olympic gold medalist or to be a CEO or the top of their field, but we in all some ways can push our limits and our boundaries and find areas of self-improvement. And it's almost the success comes through the effort of the striving of trying to get somewhere rather than the destination itself. And I know this sounds really woo-woo, but it's something that I've needed to change and evolve to help me keep going and have longevity in a high-pressure career.
Keep the woo-woo coming. I love the woo-woo. We're here for the woo-woo. That was so amazing. And I really liked the effort, the thing you said about that continuous effort can be success. In my opinion, creates kind of a low barrier where you can take it and run with it from there.
And I think that people can achieve things once. And we do see, if I relate it back to my own experience, which is sport, we see people come and win one race. They have one standout performance, but then they drop off and we never hear from them again. And it's not to take away from that achievement at all, but I think that we need to celebrate longevity, that we need to celebrate people doing personal bests, that we need to celebrate the minor medals. We need to celebrate everyone's own individual definition of success. It shouldn't just be this one arbitrary measure that someone decided that an Olympic gold medal is the absolute gold standard and anything less is a failure. It's definitely something to strive for. And would I love to have one? Absolutely, I would. But I also don't think that if I look back on my career that I can classify it as a failure just because I haven't achieved one of those definitions of success.
Mm-hmm. And I would say maybe that takes effort, right? That mindset. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. And it also takes like a certain amount of time to see it like that. Because I think that as we grow, we learn that the world is not black and white, that it's not even gray. It's like multi-technicolored is how I like to describe it. And so maybe when I was younger, I got caught up much more in the winning and the losing. And now I am more focused on the doing and the growing, if that makes sense. And it is about how I can challenge myself, how I can be innovative, how I can work with my team, the lessons that I learn, how I can grow as an athlete physically, but more importantly, like as a person emotionally or intellectually, and all the things that I've learned along the way. And then I think that broadening that definition of success helps you keep going after a bad performance, because you realize that success isn't necessarily tied to an outcome, that there are lots of different ways that we can view a performance.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so let's get into individual success and team success, and then let's maybe group them. If I'm going to throw maybe a few questions at you so you can tell me to slow down. But do you mind talking about what it takes for individual success, elaborating on what you've shared before, and then the same with team success, and maybe kind of contrasting those, if you don't mind?
So I compete in an individual sport, right? Swimming. It is in your individual events, there is only one person behind the block, and that is me. However, I would challenge the notion that there is complete individual success in any sense of that word, because behind me, you just can't see them when I'm standing behind the blocks, is a team of people, a practical army of people. There's my training teams, there's my coaches, there's my squad mates, there's the physios, the physiologists, the biomechanists, the strength and conditioning coaches, the dietitians, you know, all of them. But then there's also my personal team, my friends, my family, my support crew, and they all have a hand in my success as well. And I think that it's really arrogant to think that we get anywhere completely by ourselves. And so I would challenge this notion of there is pure individual success. And I think that it's a really important thing for us to recognize the hand that other people have had in our achievements, because then it also empowers us to realize that we can positively impact other people and we can positively have an impact on their performance and their achievements. So we can share in their joy as well. However, having said that, I do have like a team element to my sport, which is the relays. So I have a long and very successful history in these relays. They're one of my favorite events. And I do actually weirdly love the team aspect of that, getting to walk out behind the blocks with people right next to you and being able to share in that moment with people. Being able to stand on top of the podium with other people, even though I think that our individual success is closely linked to teams, there is much more of a team and camaraderie feel when you're standing there with other people, and it feels less lonely, and I think it's less scary as well.
Spread the tension.
Yeah.
Most people don't know, too, swimming is actually, in the broadest sense, like it's a team sport, because like each individual event, right? It channels up into a...
Yes. So like Australia will have a team medal tally. So the Australian swim team, all of our own individual performances will collate together and result in a team outcome. Mm-hmm. But I would say that majority of people, it's a very individual sport. That we train in different parts of the country. We do very different events. So my events are the 50 meters and the 100 meters freestyle. That's very different to someone who's swimming 800 meters freestyle, 1500 meters freestyle. We have different coaches. And so in that regard, we are incredibly individual because we are so focused on our own performance. Unlike, say, a soccer team, which comes together and they have one goal and one objective and they all have to work together, we actually have to work very individually to get our collective outcome. So we have to perform individually to get a good collective outcome.
Understood. So do you think individual success feels different than team success? And forgive me if you've kind of answered that, but can we...
That's a really good question. And I would say that it's more about my role in the event that dictates how happy I've felt about it. Mm-hmm. As in, like, individually, I have been so thrilled to be able to stand up and, like, perform on the world stage. And in that moment, it was only me. Only I stood up and only I swam that race. Like, yes, I had so much help to get there, but in the moment that counted, I had to rely completely on myself. And there is something incredibly satisfying about that. I would say that there's more shared joy in a team success and more personal satisfaction in an individual one. But I would say that when I'm a part of a team, I can only share in the joy as much as I feel like I've delivered a good performance. In that, if I haven't performed to the best of my ability, I'm like, yeah, we won and that's great, but I don't feel like I have achieved exactly what I wanted to out of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking. There's an odd guilt when there's all this success and you're on the team and you're like, I didn't really do anything for that.
To be honest, I think it's why I went into an individual sport was because, like, my number one thing is I hate letting people down. And the idea that I could be the worst person on a team and someone could pass me the ball and I'd drop it or I'd miss it, I just don't think I would get over that. And so I was like, just rely on yourself. And then if you make a mistake, that's on you. And if you win, it's on you as well.
Yeah. Minimizing your risk. So if we were to do some takeaways here, I've heard a few things and then maybe bounce around what you've heard. I really like this thing about effort and the evolution of how people individually define success. And I think you touched on also the effort it might take to actually get your mindset there and how we as a collective, as a community, as a society can even help kind of reshape that. Without me putting all these words in your mouth, can you maybe add something to that?
Yeah, I guess that one of the things that I have really come to terms with is that success and failure, essentially, they exist in the same place. In that when I stand behind the starting block, there are two possible outcomes. I can succeed or I can fail. And if I choose to define myself purely on the outcome of that race, then if I win, I am successful. But if I lose, then I am a failure. And if I'm a failure, then that negates all the time and effort and energy that I have put into getting myself into a position where success or failure is possible. And I think that there's something to be said for respecting and congratulating someone, even if the outcome of what they were trying to do isn't what they wanted, isn't a quote-unquote win, that there's still so much that goes into a performance that even if it isn't exactly what you want, even if it isn't that Olympic gold medal version of success, there is still success. There is still value in going and putting yourself out there and trying. So, yeah, I think that if we get too hung up on the outcome, that we miss the value of the striving to get there, which is really where learning and growing actually happens.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Stop it.
Before we came on, you were talking about process. And I'm hearing a little bit of that in your answer there. Is that correct? Like how, yes, the outcome might not have been what we hope for, but if we followed the process, if we followed the system that we built.
See, even it's following it, but it's also valuing it. I think that we are so quick to dismiss work if it doesn't result in a win. And in my sport, there is only one winner. There is only one person who stands up there on the top of the podium and has an Olympic gold medal placed around their neck. Does that mean that the other seven people in that final or the other 100 people who competed in that, does that mean that the effort and the time that they have put into getting themselves to the best version of themselves, does that mean that it's not worthwhile simply because we don't reward it? And so I think that it's trying to distance yourself from the idea that effort is only worthwhile if it results in the desired outcome. And I would say that there's always value in effort. There's always value in striving. There's always value in trying to better yourself in whatever way, shape, or form that is. And you need to like let go of the notion that it's only valuable if this happens. It's like, no, it has value completely and utterly by itself.
No, oh, thank you for that, man. I love the way you put that.
Stop it.
Individual and team success. I think that concludes our episode. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phenomenal Grit, Conversations with the Women of the Ascot Limited. The future is bright because Quest is the best. We are the franchisees full of our